Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Interesting basketball tidbit. We'll get to the football topic we teased into this segment in just a second about the Texans and their schedule. Adrian Wojnarowski 3 minutes ago, Rich, so during the break. Story filed to ESPN. Oklahoma City's discussions, and I'm not super surprised by this, Oklahoma City's discussion to move nine-time All-Star guard Chris Paul onto a new destination are parked, and an increasing expectation exists that he will start the season with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Well, we all know why. Nobody's taken that contract. It's a miracle the OKC took that contract.
It is. You know, they got a couple first-round picks stapled to it.
They did, and I think they also did right by the most important player in franchise history. I think that was a factor.
I also think, too, Rich, that there are two things going on with Chris Paul. Let's put the contract aside for just a second. I think there's two things going on with Oklahoma City when it comes to Chris Paul. One, he's actually very well liked in Oklahoma City because of the season that he spent playing there.
When the Hornets were displaced?
Post-Katrina, when New Orleans had to play in Oklahoma City. He was very plugged into the community there. They liked him a lot there. Chris Paul is a guy that the feeling I get is that the longer he is somewhere, that he tends to wear on people and things like that. He was only in Oklahoma City, I think, for one season. I think they were displaced there. So
one, maybe parts of a second. I'm not sure.
You may be right about that. So he's very well liked in Oklahoma City. I also don't get the sense that even though they're stockpiling all these first-round picks, and even though it's clearly a rebuild, I don't think Oklahoma City is approaching this like a typical NBA tanking situation. I still feel like they look at their roster, and they know in their heart of hearts, and maybe even openly, that they're not an NBA title contender.
They're not.
But I think they want to put I think they're a little bit like the Rockets were post-Yao and Tracy, where they want to put a good product on the floor still. They want to still put a competitive product on the floor while rebuilding on the fly. I think Presti's a pretty good GM to do that with. And I think if you are going to be competitive, it's better to have Chris Paul, as long as Clay Bennett's willing to pay the salary, it's better to have Chris Paul on your team than not on your team.
I see what you're saying. I have a hard time picturing Chris Paul being happy in Oklahoma City. Even though he's been there before and he's popular there, he's 34 years old. He's never won a title. I think the most important thing to Chris Paul right now is to be in a situation where he's part of a championship mix, and he's pretty far from being in a championship mix in Oklahoma City. My guess is he's probably told Sam Presti, if you can move me to the Lakers, if you can move me somewhere, even Miami, because they've got Jimmy Butler now, and that's a better situation than the one I'm in right now with the Thunder, please do so.
I don't disagree with anything you just said. I think all those things could and probably have taken place. I don't think that Chris Paul is going to be unprofessional about it, though. I think if he's still on the Oklahoma City Thunder, I don't think he's going to do what Anthony Davis did and sit out games healthy. I don't think he's going to do maybe what Kawhi Leonard did with the Spurs and probably look at a quad injury and maybe overinflate the injury and go off to spend time with his doctors in New York. I think Chris Paul's going to – I think if he's in Oklahoma City, I think he's going to play, and I think he's going to try to play to the best of his ability.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's why I say, look, I think at the end of the day, Rich, if you're asking me if I think Chris Paul is going to be on the Thunder, say, after the trade deadline this year, I would probably say no, would be my guess. But I'm not shocked that he would begin the season on the Thunder and that the two sides would be amicable within the relationship, even though knowing full well, of course Chris Paul wants to play for a title. I think everybody wants to play for a title. He made his bed when he signed a contract that everybody knew the second the pen hit the paper was going to be a contract that was going to be really hard for whoever his employer was to swallow.
I think Chris Paul was probably floored when he was told he was being traded.
Maybe.
My guess is he assumed that despite their differences, he and Harden were going to make another run at this thing.
Well, especially because he had been having three-way FaceTimes with Daryl Morey, and Daryl Morey had said publicly on shows, who are your untouchable guy? We replayed the audio over and over again on this show. Who are the guys that are 100% not going to be traded? Chris and James. He said that.
Yeah.
But, and I think you and I even kind of said afterwards, nothing's 100%. Things
no,
can change.
And
Daryl said that before Russell Westbrook became available.
Exactly. There are some people that are burying Daryl for quote-unquote lying about that. Come on. If you want a general manager that's going to show all his cards publicly every time he does an interview, you don't want that guy running your team. I am totally fine with someone in Daryl Morey's position not showing all his cards.
I am too. Because you know what comes with that? He's open about a lot of things. You know, Daryl, even though people are going to hold his feet to the fire on that, and I'm with you, I think wrongfully so, because when he said that, if anybody could have reasonably said with a straight face, Russell Westbrook would be available. Hey, what if they called about Russell Westbrook?
Right.
Daryl would have been like, well, I can't talk about other players on other teams. But I think what comes with that, if you're going to get all swept up in him having to be 100%, if you're going to act like he's making verbal contracts every time he says something, screw that, man. I like the fact that the dude is honest. I like that Daryl is honest about evaluating things, decisions that have already been made, that he takes you inside of those
things. Right. If you're going to call what he said about Chris Paul not being traded a lie, that's a stretch. Because we know everything guys in his position say publicly comes with an unspoken unless ... after they say it.
Of course. Of course.
Every time.
Yep. All right, so, Rich, I'm looking at these NFL head coaching power rankings that Elliot Harrison put together on NFL.com.
Yeah.
Power ranking all the head coaches in the NFL from 1 through 32. Mm-hmm. No big surprises near the top of it. Have you looked at the list by any chance?
I have not.
Okay. Would you care to take? I like when you haven't looked at it because I can say, care to take a stab at where Bill O'Brien is?
And these are just head coach rankings.
Head coach power rankings.
Bill O'Brien, like most things, Houston Texans.
Right.
Is probably somewhere at or just below the midpoint of this list.
So somewhere near 16th.
Somewhere between 16 and 20 is where I'll guess.
Ding, ding, ding. He's 19th on the
Bingo.
List. He's 19th
I
on the list.
I swear I haven't seen the list.
No, I believe you. I believe you. So Bill O'Brien's 19th, and these are subjective lists. You know, some of the names around Bill O'Brien on the list, that we'll go through a few of them here in just a second. Some of the names around Bill O'Brien on the list, I think you can make a case Bill O'Brien's a better coach than these guys. Maybe they've made a run deeper. You know, like Doug Marrone's right ahead of him on the list. I don't think Doug Marrone is necessarily a better head coach than Bill O'Brien. My guess is he's ahead of him because he's been to an AFC championship game.
Sure.
With Blake Bortles as his quarterback.
Do you have any issue with the, what'd you say, he's 19?
He's 19th.
I mean, generally speaking, the 18 coaches ahead of him, you're pretty much okay with them being ahead of him?
I'm okay with them being ahead of him. Obviously, all the guys in the top 10 deserve to be ahead of him. These are all guys who've won Super Bowls, made deep playoff runs. They're big. You know, it's Andy Reid, and it's Sean Payton, and Bill Belichick, and Pete Carroll. The names that are right near him on the list where I'm like, like Jason Garrett is 17th on the list. I don't think Bill O'Brien's a worse coach than Jason Garrett.
I would agree with that.
I think they're both guys who have a lot to prove this season, quite honestly.
Right.
Matt Nagy is 14th on the list with the Chicago Bears. He's getting a lot of love because he had a great first season in Chicago. Do I think Matt Nagy is necessarily a better head coach than Bill O'Brien? No, it's no. One season.
To be determined.
Yeah, it's to be determined. Some of the guys that are a little bit further up the list, like Dan Quinn is 11th, Ron Rivera is 13th. I don't even know that those guys are necessarily better head coaches, you know, preparing their teams on game day over the aggregate of several years than Bill O'Brien. Ron Rivera's had... I know he was 15-1 one year and made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's been the coach there 8 years, and they've been sub 500 half the time that he's been there. So those are just, to me, those are guys that are in the same level of O'Brien in terms of the, you know, the caliber of talent they are as a head coach. They've just had seasons where they've been able to make deeper runs. You know, they both made Super Bowls, Quinn and Rivera.
If I were to power rank head coaches in the NFL...
Better resumes for those guys, but I don't know if they're better coaches.
Yeah,
continue.
I would have Bill O'Brien somewhere in the middle of the pack, maybe a little after the middle of the pack. So I don't think this is a disrespectful ranking of Bill O'Brien. I think it's probably a fairly accurate ranking of Bill O'Brien. And the reason I mention that, and I'll make this brief, but when I hear something like that, I immediately think to myself, look, they can say all they want about this whole by-committee general manager situation. Bill O'Brien is the de facto GM of the Texans right now. I think he is the ultimate football authority on this team.
Yes, I would agree.
And, you know, then you have to ask the question, because not many head coaches in the NFL get that privilege of being the de facto, if not outright, general manager of their team. Does he deserve to be?
Well, I do think this is sort of a special situation. If you and I are having this conversation in March of next year, then to me that conversation has more juice to it, because I think they're mucking their way through – training camp in the season. These are not these are not high-profile GM times of year that they're about to go through. I'm not going to say GMs are irrelevant.
No.
But I think they can get through the next handful of months with the power structure they have.
I'm glad you said mucking because, because you
not
know
ideal.
You know how I feel about this. I think this is a potential train wreck to be a leaderless, GM-less organization. I think you need a guy who sets the tone by committee. Doesn't work. If it's not O'Brien, the only other person it could be is Cal McNair. And that's an even worse idea.
You're leaving out Jack Easterby. I'm an Easter believer, so just take that, put that in your pipe and smoke it, Rich.
Wow. Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.